We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
I love that we can get Led Zeppelin to play for, you know, just come into the studio and do a little music background for our announcements there. That's great. Jimmy Page. Robert Plant doesn't even have to come.
They all said hi.
That part's kind of sad. 860-522-9842. The rant line's coming up. 751-4698. George in St. Louis. What's going on in St. Louis? It's still there, the arch and everything?
Oh, yeah, the arch is still there, and we're heating up.
I didn't know if maybe it had gotten, you know, lost in the global warming and the tides and everything.
No, it's still there.
Okay.
The, you know, God help me, I agree with France for a change. And I have never agreed with Biden before about this, but I think you should get vaccinated. And the reason is, I don't think this is a matter of civil liberty.
The issue isn't whether you should get vaccinated. The question is whether the government should start registering and giving preferential treatment to those who've gotten vaccinated.
And in either case, I believe the public should be vaccinated. I think this is not a matter of civil liberty. It's a matter of public health. Did you read about the Spanish 1918 Spanish flu?
Sure. Yeah.
It killed 675,000 Americans. The figure we're at right now is 635,000.
But George, you're stepping right into the wonderful question about this whole thing. You know, really, if you were a college kid sitting around all night debating with your fellow political science majors, what you'd be arguing about is how do you properly protect the people in the midst of a pandemic and then also protect them from government. Like, if I had my choice between living under a government that provided liberty and protected liberty and maybe fell down a little bit on the public safety, I would take that over everything buttoned down.
I believe you're looking at it wrong. If you were on an airplane at 35,000 feet, do you open the door? Why do you sit there and wait until...
No, you're looking at it wrong. Because you can use that same analogy. Human beings stuck with a government are in that airplane, wondering how to make a safe landing without getting ruined by the government. And you're using that analogy having to do with COVID. It applies, but I can't believe you...
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Can you believe a Canadian Blue Jay is named Vladimir? What a wonderful world we live in. 860-522-9842. We'll get the rants going in just a moment, but Robert is waiting patiently in Cheshire on his telephone. Hello, Robert.
How do you know I was patient, Todd? Good afternoon.
I was just taking a wild guess.
Todd, you had a great interview with George Logan this afternoon, and very, very pleased to hear him throw his hat in the ring. And I heard you comment how difficult it is for people to put their name into the ring to run for office. It's a huge effort in many ways, not the least of which is ego, but also, of course, the fundamentals of expense and organization and things like that. I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Logan at the Bob Woodward event that Charter Oak sponsored in Norwalk this spring. And he seems to be, to me, just a quick meet and greet, to be a very solid young man. And that's exactly what District 5 does need, somebody who's going to recognize that he is a servant of the voters, not the other way around, that it's our tax dollars that he's spending, not the other way around, and that socialism is not how this country was founded. And I think he's got a great message.
He's also, he's been around the block. He's been a state senator, and he knows how politics works, and he knows how you have to handle yourself, and he's appealing, and, he's prepared, I think, and all those things are important. Beyond that, I don't know. I have this feeling about Republicans that after you get them elected, that's when the real work begins, because then you have to, then they're on your side, and you have to really watch them to make sure they do the right thing,
That's a fair comment with any elected politician. We have to keep an eyeball on them. But good news, it appears he has national Republican support. And where David Sullivan, who I thought was a very capable candidate, did not get that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, his predecessor was Manny Santos, who had very little support even in the state. And that's unfortunate, because either of them would be tons better than what we have right now.
Yes. Well, it's good that we've got a race to look forward to. It'll be exciting.
Absolutely. Have a good afternoon, Todd.
Robert, thanks so much for the call. Good to hear from you as normal. Why did that happen? Okay. You ready to rant? Are you ready to rant?
Hey, American.
Wait a second. I didn't hear a word of that. Let's get this jacked way up.
Hey, American. This is the great blockhead, and the great blockhead has spoken again, and the reason the Dow is down 900 points is because of the moronic Republicans that won't get the shot and get their vaccine.
Well, wait a sec. Didn't the Dow go down 900 a couple days ago and then go up 700 yesterday? And what's it up today?
It went up again today.
Has it gone up today?
It did go up again.
Yeah. Again?
It was just off of scares for Delta, but, that's a daily thing.
Yes. Well, he thinks that's some proof of how Democrats are brilliant.
What a surprise.
And which obviously they aren't. It was up again today. It was up 286 today. So it's gone back up more than it dropped on Monday. It's up ahead of where it was. It's at a new high today, I think is what I'm trying to say. So there. Did you hear how he identified himself, though? The great patriot has a new name for himself.
Hey, American. This is the great blockhead. And the great blockhead has spoken again. And the reason the Dow.
Isn't that great that he renamed himself? He calls himself the great blockhead now. I love that. A little self-deprecation, a little humility is all I've ever asked of him. Finally done.
Hello. You probably won't put this on the radio.
Of course not.
Because you haven't answered any of my other rants that
I have
called you about. But this is a really big question that a lot of people are wondering about. They want to know our representatives that are in Connecticut who pass all these laws about increased taxes mm-hmm. and whatever that affect all of us. Are they exempt from these laws? And if so, why? If you could find out that answer to that question, a lot of people would like to know that answer. Thank you very much.
If you're just asking about the tax laws and everything, they pay all the same taxes and stuff. Was that the question?
That affect all of us. Are they Connecticut who pass all these laws about increased taxes and whatever that affect all of us? Are they?
Yeah, they work under all that, but they have careers in politics that are serviced by abusing taxpayers for as much money as they can, and they take that money and they transfer that money over to their voters so they can win elections. So it's worth it for them.
Hey, Todd, I just want to say this is Ron. I just want to say on one of the other stations a while back, everybody was calling in and saying that Ronald Reagan was the best president we had.
Okay, one of the other stations, everybody was, well, I can't imagine why you were listening to this station, but apparently they were saying that Ronald Reagan was the greatest president ever, which a lot of people believe.
Ronald Reagan, of course, he went nuts when he heard that. They went ballistic.
When you said that you didn't think Reagan was the best, right?
And they said, how can you say that, Ron? I said, Ronald Reagan never got assaulted every day verbally by the left like Donald Trump. You can't compare it. Ronald Reagan had Tip O'Neill he had to deal with on the other side. And by the way, they're great friends. And they used to go out to dinner together, etc. So Ronald Reagan never went through what Donald Trump went through.
Well, nobody
would have quit.
Well, I don't know about that. He would have, they're just different people and handle things totally differently. But there's no reason you have to think Ronald Reagan is the greatest president ever. He's just a president. I mean, no president is worth getting too excited about. It's all got to be done in the context of that they're a politician.
That's true.
And politicians are dangerous people and threats to our well-being. So, you know, I reject this whole idea that we should be going gaga over anybody who's won elective office. Trump had some very, very positive attributes, there's no question. He was also very self-destructive and did a lot of damage to the causes that we supported him for. I mean, Joe Biden is now president and creating all kinds of acts of travesty, and that wouldn't have happened if Trump had handled things a little better.
The town of West Hartford need to stand behind the police and back them up and throw in the book at criminals to commit heinous incidents that involve kids.
Yes. That was right to the point.
Good afternoon.
This is
Mr. Feinberg.
This is just I don't want to play too much of this, but this is a really sad call from a woman who's stepped into the sights of the compassionate government. And I just want you to hear how wonderful it is for people, you know, because they're always marketing compassion and how beautiful it is what they do for people. But in real government action, people have things they need. Or in this case, it sounds like there was something wrong with her house that the city decided and they evicted her. It sounds like the city evicted her from her house. Listen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinberg. I'm calling to reach out for some information that you might be able to help me with. I have an issue with a state agency. They sent me notification to do some repair work on my home. However, there's conflicting information that they're giving me.
Are you getting the picture yet? So it's a state. They sent her notices about her house. The things don't make sense. She can't figure it out. They end up banning her from her house. She's living in a hotel at her own expense. She's looking for someone to help her. Is there anybody who could, any attorneys listening, activists, somebody who might know how to go to war against the compassionate government to try to help people survive it, help this person survive it? If so, give us a call, 860-522-9842.
Hello, Todd John here. I'm listening to your callers that talk about the insurrection. Do they actually know what an insurrection is? Why do they call and ask these stuck on stupid questions? First of all, they should actually know what an insurrection is. And if the people or the news media use that terminology, we have lemmings and sheep following the media. They must know what an insurrection is. And I'm not going to say what it is.
What? Why are you being so withholding, John? An insurrection is an uprising, a violent uprising against an authority or a government.
It's up to these people to get an education, especially if they are veterans of this country and citizens. They must know. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, John.
God bless America. And how many times must God bless America?
Yeah, that's true. All right. Just one little message I want to slip in here. Somebody sent me this, Oxford, Connecticut. Oxford, Connecticut. If you go to the, click here for Town Hall Hours page. So if you're looking at the page where the hours of the Town Hall, new COVID policy on entering Town Hall, vaccinated, show your card, no mask, unvaccinated or no card, masks required. This is the beginning. Here they come. Anthony, I was talking about this with Anthony earlier, and he said, oh, that will never happen. That will never happen. Everything that has ever happened,
nobody's
we were told,
listen.
Would never happen.
Nobody's going to listen. Look at that. That
I
game
think you
last
were on the
night
phone.
Was perfect.
I think you were, yes, but see, that's not where you start. When you want to oppress people, you start with the low-hanging fruit. You would start with nice restaurants where there's people sipping wine and older people, you know, like people my age, not your age, and people who just don't really care about their individual liberties much. They're not thinking about that. They just want to make sure they're not getting sick. There's no riffraff around. And if someone tells them, you've got to show your COVID proof of purchase for your vaccine. And by the way, they offer you something free. You got Jolly Ned running around offering a beer for a beer, a shot for a shot. If you show your card and prove you've been vaccinated, oh man, it'll happen so fast that you'll have to watch out that you're not going to trample.
I just don't think people are going to listen, especially people my age, whether it be businesses on their own or consumers. Yep. I think people are fed up. I just don't think they'll listen.
I hope so. I hope you're right. You agree with Anthony? 860-522-9842.
Yes.
Yes,
I'm
what?
Here to vote today. My name is Javier.
It's what?
Yes, Javier. Thank you for coming to...
Oh, this is good. It's Javier Becerra what is that agency? HHS.
Yes. I'm here to vote today. My name is Javier. Yes, Javier. Thank you for coming to vote today. Do you have a license? No, I had no license. No. Okay, Javier. Do you have a passport? No, senor. No passport. No, passport.
Senor,
no passport.
Sorry.
Javier, do you have a electric bill? No, I have no electric bill either. I have no nothing. George Washington? Okay, Javier. Come this way. Okay, I come this way now. I vote Democrat, right? Yes, Javier, you vote Democrat. You don't need anything. Just come this way. Thank you.
That's how it works. I like that performance. That was a good performance. I like the two voices from one person.
For the love of God,
yes.
We don't care what the positivity rate is. Please stop telling us that the positivity rate is 1.2, 1.7, 2.0. We don't care. We have our vaccination. We don't care.
Oh, come on.
Stop the announcement.
It's a number. It must make you feel good. What is the positivity rate today? 1.68? Is that what it is? Do you know? Everybody loves the positivity
it's like a
rate. Come on.
High. That's all I really know.
1.95.
1.95, a voice. That was the voice of God, I think, just coming out of the sky. That was beautiful.
And I tell you what.
I don't even know.
It's coming up in the newscast.
Oh, good. All right. Ah, that's the WTIC News Department. They're positive over there, I'll tell you. 860-522-9842.
Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, let's take some phone calls, then we'll play some more rants. And we've got Rudy in Florida. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, thanks for letting me on. There's two flaws with what George said. First of all, there were the same amount of deaths in 1918 as there are today with COVID and Spanish flu. But there weren't nursing homes back then, and the population of the United States was 102 million versus well over 300 million. And his second flaw is we have vaccinated people catching COVID that could be passing it amongst non-infected people right now.
And why is that a grave danger?
I don't know why it's a grave danger, because like one of your rants said, who cares about the positivity rate? I only care about the deaths and hospitalizations, and I don't know where that's going right now. But, I mean, you can't compare 1918 to today because of the size of this country and how much we've evolved and everything else.
Yeah, it definitely is apples and oranges because of how we are able to protect against disease. That's a good point, Rudy. Thank you for the call, sir. Steve, NBC Haddam. Hello, Steve.
Todd Feinberg, News Talk, 1080. I'm just putting on my tinfoil hat here.
I thought you spilled your drink. It sounded like cubes.
My cool frosty? No, I would never spill that. So, the tinfoil hat is on secure. The
good.
COVID passports, you know what COVID stands for, right? COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It is Certificate of Vaccination ID.
That's what COVID stands for?
Let me just take my tinfoil hat off and say, how you doing, Todd?
And it's the COVID-19, which means there have been 18 previous IDs.
Well, I don't know. I think that's based on the year. So that's just
that's what they say.
Really. That's all. It's just, you know, tinfoil hat related.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
Is there any way that we can get Jolly Ned's public schedule? I miss him.
No, there. As far as I can tell, there isn't a public schedule, or they won't release it to me.
I'm really hurting to see him in public.
Well, why don't you just hang around out in front of his house and wait for the black SUV to pull out and just race after it?
I guess that's one way of doing it. It's a big waste of time, but anyway.
Then call us from whatever. Whatever place they lock you up in. Thank you, Steve. John calling from Plainville. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you today? I have a problem with this whole percentage rate, or I believe it's percentage that they're doing the positivity rate off of. And you can't do any type of rate like that unless the number that you're testing every day is the same. So, in other words, if I test 1,000 people today and you have, 20 people that are positive, that's 2%. Tomorrow you go and you check 100 people and you have two, it's still 2%. So that's
about the reporting, John, isn't it? Yes, but if you averaged it out, like if you took 30 days at a time and looked at it, or 90 days at a time, or a week at a time, yeah, I think everybody knows in the science field, in the health field, that's just to be able to get an indication of whether it's going up or down. And I think this does give you a good sense of what the trends are, don't you think?
Well, no, only because, when we had it at the peak back in 6 months ago, 8 months ago, and you had, 100,000 people getting tested per day or per every other day, those numbers were very high for positivity rate. But that's to give you the illusion that now when you only have 1,000 or 2,000 people, it's still 2%. Well, that's a real big difference in numbers between the positive people. So
I'm sorry, I've got to hold you there, John, because we're late for a traffic update, but thank you for making the point.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Well, we are cranking through this week as we plow through a Wednesday. 860-522-9842. I think it's Wednesday anyway. Rant line number 751-4698.
It's Wednesday.
Is that all the business? I'm still trying to figure out where I am. But I know this microphone right in front of my mouth.
This is Mark from Bristol.
Yeah.
We should get together, raise money, and sue California, Oregon, and Washington State.
All right.
For the pollution they're giving us, and sue the environmental groups who, with the Democrats, put these policies in where they don't control the forest, and we got nothing but fires out there. Every year, fires, and every year we get this pollution here in Connecticut. It's not the oil smokestacks. It's the California and West Coast fires that are polluting us.
Well, you've got a point. That would be a delicious lawsuit to see filed and to make its way through the courts. But at the same time, the isn't the soot in the atmosphere supposed to block the sunlight and reduce the global warming? So actually, the fires might work to our benefit, and we'll get to keep driving gas guzzlers and bring back charcoal. Let's burn some coal, baby. Just a thought.
Todd, why do you always ignore the 60 million Americans that recovered from COVID with no treatment?
I don't ignore them. I call them daily. What are you talking about? Don't ignore them.
They did nothing except for get better. The media ignores it. Of course, you are part of the media. You ignore that too, but you are just another media mouth. But don't ignore the 60 million people that don't need a vaccine because they already are immune to it. Thank you.
Good point. A lot of people have immunity that they got the old-fashioned way. They earned it.
Hey, Todd, Chris here. I'm listening to your discussion today on Tuesday about the vaccine hesitancy, and your current caller is saying until it's approved by the CDC as not just experimental. And I kind of agree with him on that point. And I would go a step further to say the reason why is because if something happens to you at this point after taking the vaccine, nobody's liable. The drug maker's not liable. They could pump you full of poison, not to say that that's in their best interest, but you can get pumped full of anything, and if it doesn't work out right, they're not liable.
At what point does a drug of any kind, a vaccine, whatever, I don't think they ever have liability, do they? And at what point does it not become experimental? Just because the government says that they're going to approve something doesn't mean that they know it's 100% safe. They're just making a preponderance of the evidence sort of decision. Pharmaceutical companies typically aren't offered much liability protection under the law. You also can't sue the Food and Drug Administration for authorizing a vaccine for emergency use, nor can you hold your employer accountable if they mandate inoculation as a condition of employment. You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna over side effects. See, they're always experimental. We just get more data on them the longer they're being used. This is why the fact that it's only approved for emergency use, I don't see where that changes much of anything, but I don't have full understanding. That's just my instinct on it.
Hey, Todd, Chris here. I'm listening to your discussion today on Tuesday about the vaccine hesitancy, and your current caller is saying until it's approved by the CDC as not just experimental.
Yeah, see, I just don't, I mean, I don't care that much about the CDC approving it at all. I don't have that much faith in their decision-making process, and there's so much politics involved. We've seen this, right? We've seen that there's a lot of politics involved.
Well, let's see. I got to wear a mask for everybody else's protection, and it's for the health of the country. Well, then men and women, when they have intimate relations, they should use a condom because they can transfer AIDS and herpes and other diseases which could be spread and cause great harm to society. Not to mention she could get an infection called pregnancy where she'd have to have that thing removed.
It is an interesting idea, this whole, there's a lot of concepts here. that we don't fully understand. For example, I heard this on the news the other night again. Leading cause of death in America in the COVID year, the big COVID year. Anthony, what do you think the leading cause of death is?
Suicide.
Cancer.
Oh.
Same as any other year. Guess what the second leading cause of death is?
Heart disease.
Heart disease.
Oh, I got one.
Play the sound effect. You're the producer. Reward yourself with some good Pavlovian noise.
It's all right. It's too late.
Isn't that amazing? We've spent 16 months scrutinizing every inch of ridiculous data having to do with COVID, and it's not even the leading cause of death.
But they have this power now, and they're not going to give that up. They weren't allowed to have this power before because people didn't stand for it, but COVID scared everyone so much that now they have it, and they don't want to let it go.
Well, COVID and them talking about COVID scared us.
Well, yes.
All right, Jim in Manchester, what's up?
Hey, Todd. You know, it's amazing to me. You hear a lot of people talking about the swamp and cleaning the swamp up and Trump cleaning the swamp. And then when the swamp comes out with these things about vaccines and the COVID, we all believe it. We believe the swamp. This is where it's coming from. Fauci's part of the swamp. Now, you know, the FDA has to approve these drugs or vaccines. Now, the FDA has a horrendous record. I mean, are you familiar with these records? I mean, they just had a Johnson & Johnson baby powder that was sprinkled on children for the last 35 years that had asbestos in it. I mean, these guys go on and on. So don't feel like if they – and this vaccine hasn't even been approved. So even if it gets approved, it's not good. You know, so it's bad. Don't take this vaccine. You know, the other thing is – hey, Todd, I called in the other day, asked you about the VAERS database. Did you have a chance to look at that?
Yes. Well, okay. I have looked at it, yes.
Okay, and what are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's all kinds of suspicions now about the way it conducts itself. So it's not so much looking at it as reading about it and finding out all the pitfalls and the reporting flaws that there are with it.
Well, you know, they've reported the same way for the last 30 years, and the COVID deaths reported are as much more than all the other vaccines combined for the last 30 years. And we've only been keeping track of this for 6 months. So, and it's not being reported. That's a noteworthy thing that people should report. You should dig into that thing. That's a story right in front of your face.
Well, the reporting issue is always an issue. And send me stories that you want me to see, Jim.
Well, you know what, Todd? Do this. Look at the database. Yep. Go right in there and look at it. I've spent some time because I'm telling you, it's right there. They're narratives, and these are not being reported. People are they're saying this is all safe and effective. It's ineffective and dangerous, and people are dying. The total they have right now is 11,000 people have died. Okay, this is a CDC self-reporting database that they've been conducting for 30 years. And the studies on that are that there's more. Most people don't even report it. Because when you take a vaccine, usually you're so pro-vaccine, you don't want to admit to yourself that you're having these adverse reactions because of it. People are so locked in, they're invested in it. You know, if you tell your grandfather, your father to take the vaccine and he dies, you don't want to admit that that was the cause. So people don't report this stuff like they should. So there's a lot going on out there, and you know, just take a really good look at it.
I will, Jim. I don't find the numbers particularly compelling. I hear these numbers, and so what we're told is 600,000. No, but okay, it's hard to have a logical conversation about COVID and vaccines because all of the numbers are suspect. They're all generalized numbers. They're all subject to the corruption of the heat of battle and the pressure of politics and all kinds of stuff. But if 600,000 people are dying from a pandemic, and in America, half the population, so 150 million people have been vaccinated and 11,000 people have died, that doesn't sound like bad odds if the vaccine is effectively stopping hundreds of thousands or millions of others from dying. And if the economy can get back to work, it seems to me that we've clearly benefited enormously from the vaccine. And we can see that now if we believe the figures of what they're telling us, that 3% of the people dying in the hospital are people who've got the vaccine. So 97%, virtually all the deaths are unvaccinated people, they say. But, of course, I could be judging the data wrong. But my intuitive sense of all this is that it's working out well, the vaccine. The countries that don't have it are continuing to get ravaged by the disease. The sections of America that are less vaccinated are more likely to be aflame with new cases. Those aren't necessarily that serious, the rates, but nevertheless. But I don't know. I could be just naive about all this. I will look at your numbers again and see what I can see. But 11,000 I don't find compelling. That seems like a really small number out of 150 million vaccinations. But I'm not sure that's the case either. I don't know if that's the case. I'd have to compare it against other vaccines, but have there been other vaccination programs that have been as widespread in as short a time? I mean, this is all done very urgently. I guess polio was pretty universal, but that rolled out over a period of years. So I'm not sure. I get a doctorate in this, I think, and there's still a lot to discover. My primary concern with COVID is the government kidnapping it, the fact that we can't trust government to make these kinds of decisions, that we can't trust a political organization, a power organization, an organization in the business of acquiring power and using power against us. If you watch for the signals of what government does, it's using power against us all the time, lying and cheating and misrepresenting and manipulating to make sure they have their way with our money and our power. That's my problem, is the Jolly Neds of the world who put on a smiley face and go out there and do whatever's going to make them money, make them powerful, and help their organization do better. That's the part that's in our hands. It'd be nice if we also had politicians who wanted to protect us, but we don't have that. Red Sox baseball, are they playing again tonight? They're up in Toronto tonight.
Yes, Toronto Blue Jays.
Yes, playing those Blue Jays.
Well, actually in Buffalo, but yeah.
Oh, Buffalo. They're not allowed to go to.
They're going to Canada next week.
Why don't we bomb the Canadians? They won't let us play baseball there.
Relax.
Come on. Whatever happened to America's backbone?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.